Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again and share the word of the Lord. The message I've been sharing the last few days, I've entitled The Living Word. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the importance of recognizing the heart of God when He speaks to us through His Word. In other words, the tone of voice, if you will, that God uses to address to us. And this very important that we understand that when God speaks to us and He shows us the way in which we are to live, that He is using a tone, if you will, of invitation and love. He's not accusing and He's not demanding. Men accuse, the devil accuses, but God loves. God invites. Now, it's true, God can get very angry, but during this dispensation of grace, we are being introduced to the great heart and the great love of God. Those who reject Him will indeed one day face the judgment and the wrath of God. It will be, however, because God is a just God, not because He takes delight in hurting or condemning His creation. Jeremiah tells us He does not willingly afflict the sons of men. The Bible states that God is not willing that any should perish, and when He gives or sets in His words, commandments, or ways of living our lives, it's not because He's trying to hinder us or prevent us from enjoying life to the fullest or prevent us from having fun. Only those who have really walked with the Lord understand that it is God who knows us perfectly. He has fashioned each one of us so uniquely, and He knows the things that are going to bring the greatest happiness, the greatest fulfillment, the greatest satisfaction to us. It's just the devil and the mind of man that makes God's commands appear as if they're being restrictive or taking something from us. But no, it's God who desires our highest good. God's Word is not some gigantic puzzle that can't be understood. It isn't a difficult process to find out what God is saying. But it isn't just something that happens the first time you open your Bible either. When we read the Bible, we need to discover what a certain passage or paragraph meant to the people who first received it. In other words, to understand the context in which it was given. We must understand what God is saying in that instance before we can know what God is saying to us personally. Many of the things God says were given and spoken directly to the Jewish people. However, there is a general application that can apply to every generation of believers. So in walking in victory and understanding and laying hold of the living Word of God, we need to discover what a certain passage means, and then we need to make it personal, apply it to our lives. What does it mean to you? And then, of course, the next step is very simple. It's not just hearing the Word or reading the Word. It's doing the Word. It's acting on the Word. Only if the Christian begins to act on God's Word is the Bible transformed from a book of just religious reading into the living Word, into a book of truth and a reality that makes our lives victorious and our lives exciting. God didn't give us the Bible so we could just learn about him, just have head knowledge. God didn't give us the Bible so we could have some kind of religious experience. God didn't give us the Bible so we could just learn about truth. God gave us the Bible, the living Word of God, so our lives could be transformed and change. David said, hear how beautiful this is. The law of the Lord, the Word of God, His commandments, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. That's Psalm 19 and 7 and verse 11. God wants you, beloved, to be a person who is truly loving and unselfish and kind and forgiving and generous and innocent in terms of the ways of evil, joyful, victorious. When we read about situations or circumstances or standards in the Bible that we can't seem quite to enter into or live up to, we need to realize that Jesus will do it in us. And what we can't do in ourselves, we have to look to the power of the Lord. If we will deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Him, the Lord will do the rest. You know, I had an interesting situation once when I woke up and I was just feeling really kind of sad and down and discouraged. And yet I thought, Lord, you know what? I am going to live my life today in a way that pleases you. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. And as the word tells us, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. And I did that in just the simplest way I knew how. And you know, by the end of the day, my attitude was entirely different. There were just some delightful things that happened. Why? Simply because God was showing me as I act on the word. And beloved, I challenge you to do the very same thing. You're hearing me preach today about the importance of acting on the word. Regardless of where you find yourself right now, you might have a spirit of heaviness. What does the word tell us? He's not given us a spirit of heaviness, but garments of praise. So attempt to the very best of your ability, to the extent you're able to. If you're at work, obviously you can't break out into a song necessarily with other people around you, but in your heart you can make melody to the Lord. On your break, you can spend time, just even if it's a few seconds alone, and lift your heart to the Lord. That's what God is wanting. In faith and in trust in the Lord, what we do is we're stepping out to do what God's word says. But remember, we can't read the Bible and then run like a chicken with its head cut off to do it. We have to find the meaning of the passage, then submit ourselves to the Lord, and then we will see Jesus actually doing in us that which God has commanded. The very day you became a Christian, you put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. When you did, the Bible then was His word speaking to you about your new life. We need to ask the Lord to quicken His word to us when we read it. And when we read the word, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to quicken that word. And then when we're in trial or temptation, we use the word against the devil. For example, as I opened this message on Monday about resisting this, being submitted to God, resisting the enemy, he will flee from you. That's what we can expect absolutely to occur. You use the word of God against the devil. You can resist him. Suppose you're dealing with a spirit of anger. You could say, devil, it is written, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Whatever particular test or trial or temptation you're going through, the Holy Spirit can quicken an actual rhema word of God that you can stand on and use that sword of the Spirit against the devil, just like Jesus did after his 40-day fast in his temptation in the wilderness. He quoted the word of God. It is written. We're to do the same if we want the victory that He's promised us. And When we do this, we are scripturally resisting the devil. You don't have the strength to resist the wiles of the devil on your own, but with the Word of God engraved as it were on your mind and heart, when you pray, not only pray with your natural words, but allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you, and then use the Bible, the Word of God, against the work of Satan, and command the thing to be done. And as you do this, you will be submitting yourselves to God. You will resist the devil, and as God has promised, he will flee from before you. Praise God. Well, there's so much more I could share, but in these the closing moments of this broadcast, I just want to, with all of my heart, encourage you to do this. And if you have an area of need that you've just not been able to get victory, there's a power in agreement, and I invite you to write. The announcer will give you that information at the end of the broadcast. But right now, I want to pray with you, and I want to see you strengthened in the strength of the Lord. Father, you've been present. You've heard every word that's been spoken. And Father, I pray that now for your beloved, you would cause them to know how much you love him. And as you read, Lord, as they read that word of God, they will know that your tone is one of love and compassion and gentleness, and that you want so much with all of your beautiful divine heart. You want us to experience your goodness and to see your victory that you've desired in their lives. Father, I ask you to grant it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I've not left you as an orphan, I've not left you defenseless, but I've given you my word that in all things you can experience my victory. Faint not, even now receive the strengthening of the Lord in your inner man. And as you shall see, as you act upon my word, there shall be new victories and new joy in your life, says the Lord. Prove me now, says the Lord, and see if I will not fulfill my word to you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, the announcer will give our contact information, and I just bless the Lord. I feel his strength just flowing out to many of you right now, that you are going to be encouraged and that all is not lost. Yes, we fail, but he will keep our feet from falling. Amen. Praise God for that. I love you. I pray for you every day. I invite you to continue to stand with me in prayer that Unveil Christ Ministries can fulfill the vision and all that God has asked of us. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.